Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It's our second hour of radio broadcast here on 1080 The Fan Sports Station. That's what you have found. You have found the Portland Sports Station of record, and we are the afternoon show.
Yes.
My name is Isaac, and right over there is a guy named Sook.
Or Jason, whatever.
Great little player.
No, it's Sook.
It's Big Sook.
Big Sook.
Steven.
And he's cliche radio guy.
Mr. Sukanic.
He likes to yell loud and make hot takes.
Yeah.
Loud noises!
That's producer Mike.
Yeah. Beefsteak Mike, please. Or the Orange Julius.
Or soccer Mike.
Metal Mike.
Jewish Rampage?
Yeah. Well, no. That was somebody else.
That was Travis Demers.
Yeah,
wonder
Travis
how he's doing. Rest in peace.
No. I think he's got his second.
He's got two kids now.
He's got two kids. And,
wow.
Yeah, he's got a beard and glasses. Well,
I tell
you, whole thing.
Let me tell you something about
doing
him.
Doing radio play-by-play
he's
for the Blazers.
Up.
We can say this. We're friends. I like him. We're friends.
Yes.
We see Travis really only once a year now at Pac-12 Media Day, so we won't see him this year.
Yeah.
But you want to talk about a guy who couldn't get his ass together.
Yep.
And now has his S together.
Great wife,
that
couple
dude.
Kids, his dream job.
It was, you know, sometimes you get into this business too young. I was happy that I was in this business as an older, like not older, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it wasn't in my dumb years, just my dumb years. That makes a big difference.
Yeah.
You know?
He went away and like went back to what, DC for a while and kind of came back and bounced around and then found the...
He had that show with Wilcox.
Yeah, he found the calling.
Remember that show?
I do remember that show.
Those two guys. Oof.
Yeah, oil and water.
And then now he's like Blazers.
I remember that show very well.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
Mike was the producer.
Mike was on
hey,
that
take
show.
Us behind the scenes on that show. I know they didn't like each other, but...
Yeah, I mean, that was fairly obvious, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, look... Sometimes,
yeah, not everybody can be besties like you and me.
Personalities clash.
Right.
I mean, you got to have that sexual tension, you know, like that we have. You know, it keeps
sometimes
it,
it's not tension. Sometimes it's just sexual.
Sometimes you just give in to temptation.
Well, anyway, now he's like the head of NAFTA.
What?
Isn't that what Demers does?
I don't think so.
Oh, he's radio play-by-play guy of the Blazers.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you could find him on the radio dial, you'll hear him.
Or just reach out to him, right? He'll respond to you.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah, he is.
All right, well, why are we talking about him? What is the matter with you?
What are we doing?
Why are you doing this?
Oh, I said I called him the Jewish Rampage.
Which was Travis.
Which was Travis. Yeah. Mike is the Orange Julius.
You guys like this Bush Light Apple?
Oh, well, you
that's,
know,
come out on the
know
market.
You know me, I'm more of just a straight Bush Light guy.
I know. Can you imagine the people at Bush Light getting in a room and going like, our crap. Do you think it's just them just going, God, our beer's so bad. What can we do to make it worse? You know what? Let's make an apple flavor and see if anybody buys it.
And you know people will.
Now, to be fair, has anyone tried Busch Light Apple?
No, but have you tried Busch Light?
Yeah, have you had Busch Light?
Yes. I'm going to go buy us some Busch Light Apple tomorrow, and I'm bringing it in for the program. I feel like
I will try it for research purposes.
I feel like this is very unfair of us that we are casting a judgment. It's unfair.
No, it's just because
we haven't tried it.
Dude. Yes, Busch Light.
We've had Busch Light.
We haven't tried Busch Light Apple.
And by the way, somebody said Bud Light Apple. That's totally different.
Is there Bud Light Apple?
No, but they have Bud Light Lime.
That's not totally
different. Boy, I'll tell you what.
I
drank a Bud Light Lime once and a Bud Light Ariga or whatever, like the margarita Bud Light. Holy hell.
Why on earth would you try the margarita one?
Again, it was at the Indianapolis 500.
Sounds like cancer.
They have Bud Light margarita?
They have a Bud Light margarita. And like it is.
Wow.
It is so.
Wait, is it beer or is it just a margarita?
Is
it both?
I don't know. It's offensive. It is.
I didn't know they had that.
It is. Rob now is intrigued. He's like, oh.
I don't like margaritas, but yeah, look at that. It's a seltzer?
It's awful. It's just. What? Flat out awful. But we were at the Indianapolis 500, and like people don't know, like you bring in your own. You just bring in coolers, right? Like you just wheel them in there, and then you sit up in the stands. And I got through like a case of Silver Bullets, and at that point you're feeling pretty good, and it's still like 95 degrees.
Did you say a case?
Yeah.
24?
Yeah. Like, so you're there for like a long ass time.
I think he means 40.
3 hours? God.
Oh, it's more than that.
But you're like that offensive lineman that crushes cans on his head, you know, every time he drinks
a
beer.
That's not that much over the course of.
You don't think so?
No.
24 Coors Lights?
Is that? No.
Yes. That's a lot of beer, dude.
It's Coors Light.
A lot of beer, fatty.
Eh. Well, that's.
It's Coors Light.
Eggs. So you get done with that. And then at that point, you just.
Gotta enter my date of birth. Those are so dumb.
I know. Like you just, you know, it's.
If you'd like to come on this website.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Are you 21? Wink, wink.
No.
I guess it's just the legal.
Yeah, you got to do it.
The legalese.
They do that with like tobacco. Like when you like order cigars or whatever, you have to certify that you're over, you know, how old.
Are these called Ritas? Like they're like sparkling cocktails.
They're sparkling dog poo is what they are. So I got through my Silver Bullets, which is what I had brought. And then at that point, like people just started handing you stuff, and I am sad to admit that I had a Bud Light Lime and one of those stupid Bud Ariga things or whatever they're called. And even at that point in the day, I was offended. And at that point, you shouldn't be offended by anything. And yet both of those offended me greatly. I mean, I'm speechless at how bad it was.
A lot of people are getting into that game now. Like Corona's seltzer is supposed to be really good. Has anybody tried that yet? They're saying that's like big with the kids. I was talking to my kid. He was saying everybody in college are drinking those.
Yeah.
You know, like you have the White Claws.
The White Claw to me is still like.
The Corona seltzer is gaining on the White Claw.
Is it?
With the kids.
Well, like I always thought the White Claw Outlaw, I thought that was like a gal thing, but I've seen.
White Claws, no laws?
No, I've seen a lot of dudes that just openly embrace.
Yeah, the White Claw is not a. The White Claw is not bad. I'm just not a huge beer guy.
That's not beer, though.
It's not
beer,
it's seltzer.
It's seltzer. It's like you're drinking a Zima.
Well, maybe that's why I don't like it.
Yeah, that's 100% right. You're drinking a Zima.
I don't like seltzers. But anyway, yeah, why mess with perfection when you're Busch Light, you know?
you've got it perfected.
Why?
Well, if this is available, I'm going to go to Fred Meyer today. And if there is Busch Light Apple, I will be bringing us in some Busch Light Apple, and we can...
Maybe. I can guarantee you won't.
I will.
Won't.
We'll see.
I'll try it, though.
Okay. Can I buy it in singles? Because I really don't want to buy a case of that.
No.
Or like a.
You'll have a hard time getting rid of that. You buy a case.
We have a sixer for you.
Yeah, we need a small amount because that's.
And we can each pretend to have two.
That's going to go to waste. And someone was asking, did I finish the Bud Light? No, I did not. I did not finish the margarita or the Bud Light Lime.
Did you see what Darren Revelle tweeted about this? He was talking about top seltzers by sales for the July 4th weekend.
Yeah.
White Claw was number one. Bud Light Seltzer was three, and the Corona Seltzer was four. Number two, Truly. Have you had Truly's?
Never had a Truly. To be honest with you, I think I've only had one White Claw. I'm just not – I'm with you. That's not a –
It's not a go-to
for me. It's just not – no. It's no good. Now, I will say that I like a lot of, like, the 10 Barrel, like, has great summer beers. Like, they've got all their, like, Swill. They've got their Rattler. All the, like, the sours they have. They've got, like a strawberry, an apricot, a cucumber. You can buy, like, an assortment pack. Like, on a summer hot day, I go that way. As opposed to the
I had the
seltzer.
Ex Novo's Marionberry Sour the other week.
Yeah.
That is really good.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
See, that stuff to me is way better. Or if you want, like, Atlas, I think, has some good ones. I'd much rather have that than I would the seltzer thing. That
now,
didn't do anything for me.
Here is the latest text, of which I don't know if it's real or not. This guy says, F Busch Light Apple, go Keystone Raspberry Lime.
What?
No.
I don't know if that's... I think he's joking, but
is
I also
he?
Don't know.
Because the seltzer game is doing really well, so all the big beer companies are trying to jump onto the train.
That's a real thing.
Keystone Raspberry Lime?
I looked it up.
Oh, yeah.
I think out of all of us, I am the Keystone man. That is all I drank in college. That was the Syracuse beer of choice.
You're a Keystone guy, huh?
I know Keystone Light front and back.
Which is better, Busch Light or Keystone Light?
I always said Keystone.
Because we drank Keystone, too.
Because Keystone was like Coors Light, but cheaper. And I always think Coors Light of the big light beers was always the best, in my opinion. So I always liked Keystone over Busch Light. We had Keystone and Natty, which was, Natty Light and Natty
Ice. Yeah, the
Natties
were big.
Disgusting.
PBR.
But, yeah, I'm not drinking Keystone with fruit flavors. I'm not doing it.
We should have a beer taste test, guys, on all this stuff.
Just a horrid summer beer tasting test?
Yeah.
Someone's saying that the Busch Light Apple is only available in select places. So I don't think
not Oregon?
No, it doesn't look like it.
Damn it.
They probably realize nobody here is going to buy it because we have great
beer. Right. We won't go there.
I'll tell you right now that I want to know where you're at in life. Well, if you're not in college, where are you at in life when you walk into a store and you reach for the GD
Busch Light Apple?
What?
Well, you're looking for something new. Maybe you're looking for some whimsy in your life.
You're looking for some bad decisions as well? Like, well, she just got out of prison and has a tattoo of a dagger on her face, but what the hell? Seems like a lovely gal.
All right, NFL contracts, new ones next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
I've got some bad news on our Busch Light Apple front. Not only are we
sold out,
not only are we not going to be able to get it here, but it's only available through October. So, and if you look at the states that it's available in, look, I think they're
let me guess—they're
marketing to a certain.
Is Florida one of them?
Yes.
Thank you.
Is Kentucky one of them? Yes. Is Indiana, West Virginia, South Dakota?
See,
Kansas?
I think
Nebraska.
Is Missouri on there?
Yes, Missouri is on here. Looks like the closest to us might be either South Dakota or maybe Arizona.
Yeah, they know. They know the West Coast has craft beer on lock. They're not entering the market.
Yeah, we're not getting Busch Light, so we may have to settle for the Keystone.
No,
whatever the hell that is, the Keystone Mango. So it's got a French bulldog on the front of it, like a neon French bulldog.
It's Keystone, masquerading as a fancy drink.
What is the most popular beer in the South?
I'll bet you it's like Budweiser. Like Budweiser makes up the if you look. At just beer sales, Budweiser just crushes it. They sell a gajillion. And if you've ever been to different parts of the country, if you've never really left the Pacific Northwest, it's weird because here beer is such a big deal, right? You go to a restaurant and it's just, you have 1,000 different craft beers. I'm telling you, you go down in the South, you go on the East Coast or Midwest, they just like, you'd be like, hey, what local beer do you have? And they're like, we've got a Blue Moon. Like, it just isn't a thing. People drink Budweiser or Miller Lite. You get some Coors. It's
Coors
just,
Light.
Yeah, it's just
Blue
not.
Blue Moon also craft, not craft beer, by
no,
the way.
No, exactly,
it's
right?
Beer stuff.
It's just not.
By the way, I used to be a huge Coors Banquet guy.
Yeah.
God, I love the Banquet beer.
The Banquet.
That's great. That and Miller High Life.
Yeah, that's what
the champagne of beers.
That's what people drink. It's not, people are not going to the fancy brew pubs. In the Midwest. And
well,
in
that
South.
We know. I'm just asking which one is the most. I was trying to think of when I went down to Georgia for the Masters, not necessarily at the Masters, but in and around that area.
Yeah.
What everybody was drinking. And I want to say it was more of a Coors Light area, but I don't know.
I'll look at it. I'll bet you Budweiser crushes everything. I'm looking right here. America's top 26
South. I want the South.
Okay. I'll see if I can find it by region, but just, I mean, my guess is that across the board, it's going to be the same, but they ranked the top 26, scrolling. Top five should be, if it tells you anything, Corona Extra, Miller Lite, Budweiser, Coors Light, the Silver Bullets, and then Bud Light is number one.
Yeah. Maybe it is a lot of Bud Light down there.
Yeah. I'm guessing that's, and it's not, by the way, it's not even close.
But to some people, Bud Light's the fancy one.
Well, so
you know, it all depends on your perspective. Bud Light's a little more expensive.
The fancy one?
Yeah.
Is it more expensive?
Yeah. Bud Light is the fancy beer. Like you're a, like, look, I'm from Kansas, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. If you drank Bud Light,
you're living that.
Yeah. You were like, whoa.
You're doing all right.
So what if you're drinking just straight Budweiser? Is that like, highfalutin
same,
beer
same
drinker?
Same idea.
You don't want the calories. That's all. By the way, like market share. So number two would be Coors Light. And if we're talking generic mass produced beer, I'm going Coors Light.
Yes.
That to me is the most, again, if I'm going to a
the most palatable.
The most palatable. And again, you can drink them all day long. Like if you get, that is an all day, you're on a river Coors Light. But their market share is 7.7%, right? That's their total market share. That's number two. Bud Light is almost 16%. It's not even close. Bud Light whoops everyone else's ass.
Man, good on them.
I guess. Bud Light?
That's InBev, right? Then they get bought out.
Yeah.
I think they share the name now. But.
Oh, and by the way, like most of the top 10 are, you know. So they've got, of the top 10, so they've got Bud Light.
Is there any craft beer in the top 10?
They've got, no.
Blue Moon would be.
They've got Budweiser.
Do they consider Blue Moon a craft beer?
No. I'm thinking like Boston Beer Company is still technically... because they didn't get bought by Big Beer, craft beer, but they're basically Big Beer themselves now. Sam Adams.
I'm looking here at anyone that wouldn't be considered. Like, of the top 15, Anheuser-Busch
Natty Ice has
9. Yeah, Natty Ice is on here.
Hell yeah.
Natty Ice is, Busch Light, that's the 9th most sold beer in the country. And then Natty Light is the 8th most bought beer in the United States.
So Natty Light's more popular than Keystone?
Yes.
Isn't Natty cheaper?
Keystone is number 12.
Yeah, they're all kind of in that
same.
And
Keystone is owned by Coors, isn't it?
Keystone, yeah. Coors Brewing Company.
Miller Coors, yeah.
It's all the Anheuser-Busch and the Coors Company. Yeah. Pabst Blue Ribbon is up there. Natural Ice. I'm trying to think of the one that isn't. Blue Moon is 19.
But I don't think they consider
Blue Moon is owned by Coors, isn't
Coors.
It?
Yeah, Miller Coors.
Yeah, there just isn't a...
So you're saying that is not a craft beer because it's owned by Miller Coors.
Yeah.
According to Belgian... the top 26, there is not... The closest you could get to that would be Guinness as a one-off.
Guinness.
And that's number 26.
You ever a Guinness guy?
No.
I've never really been much of a Guinness guy.
Actually, I went through a little phase with Guinness, yeah.
I toured the Guinness factory.
I like stouts a lot.
Swigard's Guinness guy.
Is he?
Yeah,
I don't like the darks, but when it's weird because when it comes out, like when you get it at the factory, it's really... It's not just warm, it's kind of borderline hot. It's very,
That's
weird.
Like the quote-unquote correct way to drink it, right?
Yeah.
Room temperature?
It's strange. So I did take a tour of the Guinness factory, which was cool, but no. But I will say that is the thing. If you go over to Ireland, it's not like they drink Guinness. Like, and if you're in Great Britain, if you're over there, they have a lot of Guinness. Like, you know, it's like with Foster's? Like, I don't think the Australians drink Foster's. The Brits?
What do they drink in Australia? What's a big beer out there?
I forget who it was. I ran into someone once and asked them that question, and they laughed at it. They're like, no one drinks Foster's. But if you're over in the UK, a lot of Guinness being poured. And by the way, don't go over there and ask for a cold beer. You will get made fun of.
I really would have thought Sam Adams would have been at least in the top 26.
Nope. I mean, it's all, and most of it is just crappy beer, man. Ice House is in there. Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
They're a band.
Pabst, Bud Ice, Miller High Life, Keystone Light, Heineken.
Ugh.
Boy,
now
we
that's
really.
That's a bad beer.
We really, I dislike Heineken a lot. We should do a taste test of all of these.
Just bring in all the. Well, we could probably, for the top 26, we could bring in...
I think maybe 5 or 6 of them.
Yeah.
I've been like, this is going to sound super snooty, so be warned. I've been like training my craft beer palate doing this podcast, like learning all the flavors and stuff. Oh God, that's going to be disgusting. Having all
really,
the
really, you can't just have a Coors Light from time to time. Or
I mean,
like...
I could. I'm just saying that I've been really trying hard to like learn flavors and hops and all that kind of stuff. So it's just going to be a slap in the face of my podcast.
You know what else I've discovered recently that's been around forever, but it's even generic crappy beer. Ooh. I've been enjoying a good Rainier. That's become a nice little summertime.
Yeah, Rainier's a solid one.
Yeah,
to
it's
have.
Become a nice little summertime. You know, throw it out there.
I think a lot of people would say PBR is the same way. Another yeah. quick little summer beer.
By the way, drop alert. Sook said, I don't like the darks.
Ah, for hell's sakes. Damn it.
Yes.
Don't clip that.
I'm not clipping that.
No.
Clip it.
No. Look, Rob, you know. There's borders that we cannot cross. I'm not crossing that.
Bad enough. I just have always preferred the whites.
It's bad enough that we have that.
Hello.
Heaven's sakes. Uniforms and beers, people. Uniforms and beers.
Hey, Rob, you said we were going to talk about the beer for an hour. Well, we've made it a half hour.
Yeah. Bush Light Apple, guys. I told you. All right. Well, we've got NFL contracts and such, and we'll get to it. But we got to get to in the news coming up next. You want all the latest COVID numbers? And by the way, I do have some good news today.
All right.
I like to try to find good news to sprinkle in.
Slip one in under the radar?
Some days there's nothing. Literally nothing.
Yeah.
Like sometimes people are like, come on. Give us the good.
There's nothing.
I literally have nothing for
you. We're trying. We've got plague news.
But today.
Does that do anything for you?
You talking about the squirrel?
Oh, yeah.
How do they know a squirrel has the plague?
Yeah, how did they find that one squirrel?
Well, the squirrel was being a real ass. And so they were like, hey, what's up with this squirrel?
Are there little trot through testing stations in Colorado in the trees?
Yeah. Like the squirrel can go in there and he gets tested. You want to bring it back to your little squirrel family.
I was watching the squirrels the other morning and it was downright delightful. I think two of them were humping, but I'm not sure.
Ooh.
It looked as if they were.
I love the squirrels.
So playful.
But it bothers me because my dogs are at war with the squirrels.
I sat outside with my coffee and
just
watched
them.
Yeah,
watched
it was great.
Get it on.
They were awesome. We have the same squirrel. Like, I think it's cool. I'm kind of getting to know them a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, they just.
Have you given them names?
They roll around. Not yet. I'm watching, but
I feel bad because I want to embrace the squirrels, but my dogs are at war with the squirrels, and I feel like the squirrels are taunting them, and it's created a rift between me and the squirrels. I can't fully embrace them the way that I would like to.
Okay, in the news is next. Here's Mike.
1080 The Fan.
All right, we've got the Hot 5 at 5 coming up when it's 5, but it's not 5. It's... you know what time it is, bro.
Yeah, we know.
It's July 14th, 2020. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman today. This is a very special day.
It is?
Yes.
And why is that?
On two fronts. One, it is Mac and Cheese Day.
Ooh, Mac and Cheese.
It is also National Tape Measure Day.
Ah, not Tape Measurer Day.
Right.
Was it this day last year where the both of us realized how dumb we had been?
No, I think it was just some random. We were talking about something random and it came up. But yes, Mike and Sook, until most recently, thought that it was a tape measurer.
Yeah.
And I
not
still
a
say
tape
that.
Measure.
Yeah, go give me
sometimes.
The tape measure.
It's really hard to break the habit.
What if it is only to measure another tape measure? Then can it be a tape measurer?
What if it's to measure tape?
Yeah, then it would be
then
a tape measure.
Then it is
measure.
A tape measure.
Yeah.
Jay Inslee came out with a press conference today because he cannot be one-upped by Shutdown Brown.
No.
Dueling pressers. He says counties must wait in Washington until July 28th to consider moving on to the next phase of reopening. He also says phases may be rolled back if we don't get a handle on this S.
Well, I mean, you knew this was coming, right? I mean, there's a lot of states, and not everyone. I mean, I've seen some states, especially like kind of... you know, the rural states are doing just fine, but, you know, you've seen either pauses or rollbacks, and you knew it was only a matter of time before we got the stern warning. I feel like Daddy Inslee is just giving us a, you better clean your room or else.
New record high of daily cases in Clark County up your way, 47 today. Previous record was 45.
I know that's not good, but it's... And this
not that
is,
many.
It's not that many. So I'm still feeling okay.
Okay. How do we feel about... What number do you need to get to before you're like, oh, boy.
Boy, if we start... Up there. If we start getting into there... Because we've never had, like, a huge... It has not hit Clark County, right? It's not been a big thing. But if you start getting up where we're getting 500 plus cases, I'm going to start having a bit of a pucker factor.
Oregon reports 380 new cases today, most of them Eastern Oregon.
Yeah.
Outbreak out there. We also have our highest death day since April. Seven new ones. All were 70 years old or older, and they all had underlying conditions.
I saw a really good article that was talking about, you know, because a lot of people are going to say, oh, well, look at the mortality rate, and it's only in a handful of spots. And it was this really good thread someone put on there. He was a doctor, and he was a scientist, a researcher. And he said
that, I don't listen to them.
No, no. And he had, it was this great train of thought that he said,
I listened to Aubrey Huff.
The biggest misnomer that you have about all this and then what we're screwing up on is we're viewing this as one outbreak. And he said, it's not. He said, this is 15 different outbreaks all around the country. So he said, you can't compare what's going on in Florida, what's going on in Wyoming, like, or anywhere else. He said, these need to be treated individually. And that when you take the collective total of it, it can give you a real false idea of what's going on because we are such a big country. He said they basically view it as like you would say, well, this is what's happening all over Europe. Well, no, this is what's happening in Germany. This is what's happening in Poland. This is what's happening in the UK. And it just was an interesting one that if you look at either groups of states or you look at individual states, you know, it's pretty scary and it's pretty sobering about what is going on in those places and what could be coming down the pipe.
We have three states that make up 19% of the world's new cases.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that's Florida, Texas, Arizona?
Florida, Texas, California.
California.
You know, Arizona actually has gone down.
Seen a bit of a dip.
Yeah. Now to the good news. $500 one-time grants have been approved for people waiting for unemployment in the state of Oregon.
Oh, okay.
That's good news.
Yeah.
I don't know why they have to do that. Why can't they just pay that man his money?
Yeah. Well,
but
and again,
they're going to give you $500. You don't have to pay it back.
Well, that's good.
One-time relief payments.
But again, I mean, I know every bit helps, but for people that have been waiting months for unemployment, I don't know what $500 is necessarily going to do. I also saw that in July...
It's also not clear who is eligible for the payments.
No, in July, across the country...
And there's no process yet for how they might apply for it, but they approved it.
Yeah. It almost, I think it was 31, 32% of U.S. households missed their July... rent, mortgage, whatever, housing payment. 30%.
Is that accurate?
Yeah. It's.
Are you sure?
It's pretty spooky. Yeah, I saw it in multiple places.
Aubrey Huff say it, though?
Aubrey Huff did not say that.
Well, then I don't believe it.
Okay.
More good news. This is out of the hooray department. Do you ever say hooray anymore?
And yeah, that is official.
Hooray!
This is CNBC.
Fake news.
I'm literally like every
fake news.
Fox Business has it.
Oh.
So when CNBC,
now what do I do?
When CNBC and Fox News had it, 32% of U.S. households missed their July housing payments.
Wow.
That is a sobering number.
Alinea Casino has temporarily banned indoor smoking due to coronavirus.
Oh, for Pete's sakes.
That's great. Come on, man.
What? How the hell am I supposed to light up while
I just
playing
think
the
it's,
slots?
Well, you're not. I think it's hilarious that it's temporary. You're like, whoa.
Ah, we'll be back to smoking. There is a great clip out there of the guy playing the slot somewhere.
Yeah.
He's pulling his mask to the side to suck on the dart.
That was in Vegas.
Moving it back over.
Yeah, I just wonder... Like, why would you not ban smoking? Like, do you really think that... I mean, I know a lot of people who gamble smoke.
Yeah.
Are they really not going to show up? Like...
I'll tell you right now, man. If the casinos...
They must have done the math on it.
If this hurt business, the casinos wouldn't be doing it.
Right. But a lot of casinos are non-smoking now.
Yeah, or at least, you know, big portions of them. But there's always... Dude, smoking and gambling and drinking go hand in hand.
They do.
And it's the olds, man. The olds love to sit at the slots, and they love to suck on darts.
But guess what? If you took their darts away, they'd still love to sit at the slots.
Yeah, but not as long, because you got to get up to go have a smoke.
That's true.
And they don't
That's
want
true.
You leaving the area.
So the casino cites concerns about the coronavirus and the increased rate of infection in the region. Again, I don't know. Is that because they're blowing the COVID through the smoke?
Yeah, I would assume, right? You know, well, you can't have face coverings, right?
Yeah, right. Your face covering's coming off.
Yeah, and then you're blowing out. I'm guessing that's about the worst thing you can do to spread the droplets is be smoking.
I've got more good news. You want more good news?
I do want good news.
This is national news. And that is the vaccine, COVID vaccine tests.
Yeah.
Do you know how many are in human clinical trials?
I know there's, we got a bunch coming. I mean, everyone is trying to get one of these things through.
We have 23 COVID vaccines being tested in human clinical trials, which is pretty encouraging. And some encouraging news on that front today, which we'll get to next. 444 on the Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, hot 5 at 5, 10 minutes. Yeah, maybe 15. We'll see. I did find somebody forwarded on the best map of beer by state.
Yeah.
Budweiser does own a lot of the United States.
Yeah.
But
well, it doubles the market share of any other beer.
And in Oregon and Washington, again, it's not craft beer because these cheap bulk beers just outsell.
Sure.
All of it. Well, as you mentioned,
not everyone can afford to go in and spend $15 on a six pack.
But I tell you what, one state needs to be shamed. So in Oregon and Washington, it's Pabst,
okay,
PBR. Many states, including Texas, it's Budweiser. But there's one state where it's Mike's Hard Lemonade.
What?
And that state will be properly shamed.
What?
Yes.
Is that even a beer?
Well,
I don't think it is.
It's not, but it's the most popular. It says this map shows the most popular beer in every state. Which brew did your state choose?
Huh.
And I'll Mike's tell you who it is. Moderna, their COVID-19 vaccine led patients to produce antibodies that can neutralize the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. Did you catch that?
I did. I did catch it.
Isn't that exciting?
There is, like,
I don't sense excitement here.
Well,
can you hear the excitement in my voice?
I try to be cautiously optimistic, no. But I keep hearing this. Like, seemingly we've been hearing this for months, right? Of all this progress we're making on it. And then everyone comes out and is like, well, maybe at the end of the year, maybe next year, or maybe never. So,
well, it takes time.
Vaccines, we talked about in the beginning, they take up to at least a year, right? Maybe.
Well, they said if they got this done in a year, it would be the fastest ever. So
this is just a positive step.
Yes.
As we move forward towards that goal.
Thumbs up.
The results were published Tuesday in the New England Journal of Medicine. Moderna has previously released some results in a press release, but many experts say they were not sufficient enough to draw many conclusions. Even now, many are withholding judgment. Betty Diamond, who is the director at the Feinstein Institute for Medical Research, she says, it certainly is a good beginning. There are certainly lots of things we don't know yet right now, very generic. But the study, which was run by the National Institute of Health, showed that volunteers who received the vaccine made more neutralizing antibodies than have been seen in most patients who have recovered from COVID-19. So that's good.
That is good.
A second injection, though, they said the biggest thing here was they needed a second injection 4 weeks after the first before the vaccine produced a dramatic immune response.
Okay.
So it takes some time.
Progress being made, though.
The hallmark of a vaccine is one that can actually mimic natural infection and induce the kind of response that you would get with natural infection. And it looks like, at least in this limited small number of individuals, that is exactly what is happening, said Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Hey!
Tony!
There's our man.
The data really looks quite good, he added. There were no serious adverse events. So Moderna is one of 23 vaccines that are in human clinical trials against this virus, according to the World Health Organization. There are more set to begin testing soon. So they have to now go into phase 3 study, which would be a broader number of people, and that would be 30,000 patients. And they will begin that on July 27th.
That's really good news because I saw a report out of Spain not too long ago that said that some of the initial studies about people that have recovered, the antibodies aren't lasting very long. And so the idea that you can just get it and then be fine and you can't get it again, that may not be a thing. So,
already stories of people getting it twice.
Getting it twice. So, you know, it's if
talk about bad luck.
You know, we may need to come up with something here as, again, fast as humanly possible. The natural immunities may not be working.
All right, what else do I have for you here today, fellas?
I don't know.
Mark Cuban thinks a vaccine will be here by Thanksgiving, if not sooner.
Really?
The cubes, yeah. And
did
so
they say why?
Well, same things we're talking about here.
Okay.
I mean, eventually they're going to go through trials and they're going to, sure. You know, it's going to be done. And they're like, okay, this works. He thinks that will happen. He proposes postponing schools until then, but offering stimulus bonuses to parents who are affected by their kids not being in school. Because I think that's a real worry right now with parents.
How do you...
Is like, man, when this fall comes...
Yeah, what do you do when you...
Right.
Know, if, even if you are back to work, which a lot of people are not, what are you supposed to do when little Johnny and Susie are home?
Yeah.
Especially if you got little kids. Absolutely.
Right. So I thought, you know, I always like Mark Cuban. I don't always agree with him, but I think he's pretty logical a lot of times.
I'm with you on that. And I think he kind of dances on both sides. I think he's a moderate. He's somewhere in the middle, and I really appreciate that. And whether you agree with him or not, his stuff is thoughtful, and it comes from, like you said, it comes from a place of logic and not just taking a hardline party stance left or right.
A 22-year-old man was arrested after grabbing a teen boy, repeatedly kissing his neck and following him back to his apartment.
Yeah, I saw this.
In Northeast Portland.
What creepy is that?
Taru Tamba, a stranger to the teen, is accused of sexual abuse, harassment, and interfering with public transportation. He is at Multnomah County Detention Center. The teen told a police officer he was walking through his apartment complex on his way to a bus stop Friday when Tamba grabbed him by his shoulders and kissed his neck 7 times.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What would you do if a man kissed you 7 times?
I don't.
And were they little pecks? Were we talking?
I don't know.
Are we passionately, you know, are we leaving hickeys? What is happening?
The teen said he pushed Tamba away, but then he followed him as he ran back to his apartment to get his father. The teen got inside the building and Tamba beat on the door.
Yeah.
So the teen's father told the officer he went outside with his son. Tamba ran toward them and that he had to use physical force to keep the guy off his son. God.
I know. That's kind of a... I can't believe that this didn't end. Well, let's just say I'm grateful it didn't end worse than it did. One way or the other.
The officer learned from the father that Tamba was on a nearby Max platform and he screamed vulgar statements at the officer. He was booked into jail early Monday, record show.
I'm going to go ahead and just say that chances are,
damn,
maybe, just maybe, he's got some mental issues.
Perhaps.
Yeah. But just think about that. Like, as everyone's like, well, I just kiss his, I'd kick his ass, some dude. But what if the dude's like 3 times your size? He's like some little teen and some dude comes up and starts sucking on your neck. Kicking his ass may not be a viable option. It's kind of scary. Like if Brock Lesnar comes up and decides he wants to make out with you, what are you going to do?
I'm going to make out with him.
Exactly. You gently caress him and hope that that's enough. You say, maybe more on the second date, Brock.
Brock, buy me a drink first.
Yeah. I got to go home and...
you got to buy yourself some time.
Yeah, I got to go home and gussy up a little bit, and then you barricade the door.
All right, that's in the news. July 14, 2020. Remember, it is National Mac and Cheese Day. So if you can have mac and cheese tonight...
And who doesn't want mac and cheese?
No, I don't.
I don't want Kraft mac and cheese.
Well, but why did you have to go to Kraft? You always go to worst.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot scenario. Of mac. You can make
there's
your own
amazing
mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese
all
out
I'm
there.
Saying is mac and cheese is wonderful, but don't go home because it's National Mac and Cheese Days and make yourself some SpongeBob Kraft mac and cheese.
Hey, but right. You know what? Sometimes that mac and cheese hits the spot.
You gonna cut up some hot dogs and put it in there too?
You know, why I will not? Say I'm with you on that. Like, you give me the worst mac and cheese, I'm like, oh, this is delicious.
Do you know the memories attached to Kraft mac and cheese? Come on.
All right, the Hot 5-5 is next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.